This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Whether it's a Gaga footy finals or a night at the theatre, getting your hands on hot tickets can be a thrill, but it can also come with some serious risks, from ticket scams to overpriced resales and digital wallets getting hacked. There's a lot consumers need to know, and Nicole Rich is the person to chat to. Nicole is the Director of Consumer Affairs Victoria. Nicole, great to have you back.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Let's be honest, we're really just here to talk about Lady Gaga.
Pretty much.
You've got your tickets. I'm jealous.
I actually do have tickets, or I just did what I needed to do to get into the free sale. But I thought it was important we talk about this because I really don't want, there are a lot of fans out there like me, and I just want to make sure that everyone is treated fairly.
Are you a big Gaga fan?
I am quite a big fan, yes.
What do you think of Abracadabra? We played it at the top of the hour when I was saying that you were coming.
I'm liking the new album.
Oh, it's so good, isn't it?
I'm looking forward to it, yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to it. All right, let's start about with buying tickets. What should consumers keep in mind when buying event tickets online, like Gaga concert tickets?
Look, that's right. People are going to be jumping on, tomorrow the full sort of sale goes on and a lot of people are going to be on there. So the first thing is make sure you're actually on the correct site to buy the tickets. So we know that scammers sort of love these kind of events. They're going to target people just given how many fans there actually are who are going to want tickets and, how competitive it's going to be. So the very first thing is, make sure you kind of navigate to the correct site yourself rather than, clicking on a random link or going through some kind of strange social media post. That's a really big trap for people. So make sure you're on the right site. Check that URL or web address, and also make sure it's sort of one of those HTTPS sites so that, you've got that secure site. And I'd probably also say, if possible, think about, how you're going to pay for the tickets. If you use something like a credit or a credit debit card or PayPal, those kind of things, you tend to have a little bit more protection as well when you're buying a ticket.
What exactly is a primary ticket seller, and why is that so important?
Look, in an event like this where tickets are going to be in hot demand, we know that they're going to sell out and then there's going to be a lot of ticket reselling. So when we talk about a primary ticket seller, it's basically the authorised outlets for selling the tickets. So, it's the people that are officially charged with selling the tickets. So that's your primary ticket seller. And that, I would say to listeners, is always going to be your first choice to try and get a ticket, is try and jump on there, get in the queue and try and get your tickets there. Because obviously, firstly, you'll be buying the tickets at the face value of the ticket, and you get the protection of, it's a valid ticket. You can clearly read the terms and conditions of the ticket. So I think that's, they're pretty good reasons to want to try and buy from the primary ticket seller if at all possible.
Are there any simple things that we can do, I suppose, or research before we hit buy?
Well, I think, making sure you know who to buy the tickets from, as I said, and navigating to the right site is key. Probably in instances like this where there's probably already been, people have seen the reports about the ticket prices, making sure you sort of are aware of your budget. You can get caught up in the excitement when you get through and, they really like trying to make you feel like it's really, the tickets are scarce and you have to buy quickly and you have to commit. One of the things I haven't loved about this process, Warren, is it's not illegal, but they didn't tell people what the price of the ticket was going to be before they opened up the ticket sales on Monday. So that's not unlawful. They certainly tell you clearly what the ticket prices are once you go online, but you don't have a lot of time to think about it. So I would say, now that it's been out for a few days, if you haven't jumped on already, I'd really encourage people to just do a little bit of research online so you can get a sense of what the sort of range of prices are for the different sorts of tickets, and make sure you're kind of aware of your budget when you're going in so you don't get caught up and then maybe overcommit down the track when you're in there and you're kind of trying to quickly snaffle a ticket.
And what if the event is already sold out, Nicole? What's the safest option then?
Yeah, so, again, it's also sort of not unlawful to sell out of tickets, and popular events are probably going to sell out like this one. As long as they were genuinely making tickets available for sale that they're promoting, that's lawful and they probably are going to sell out. Obviously, you have to be told accurately what the price is and be given a chance to buy a ticket if they're promoting it. We know that, you know, events like this that are probably going to sell out, down the track there's going to be ticket reselling, so there might be lots of reasons why people can't go and they want to offload their ticket, that kind of thing. So we know people are going to be in the market for buying a ticket from a sort of a ticket reseller or a friend or, you know, acquaintance and things like that. So it's also really important to do your homework before you go onto a secondary ticket reselling site or, you know, get tempted to buy off Gumtree or something like that. Make sure there's a few tips we could probably talk about there as well.
Just on the ticket reselling themselves, what exactly is a ticket reseller and how do they differ from the primary sellers?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously there's things like friends and family or, you know, people, kind of individuals trying to sell a ticket online. And then there's official sort of ticket resellers, like these companies that people would probably have heard of that, you know, it's kind of their business model to offer a marketplace for people to resell tickets, or sometimes they try and buy tickets to resell. There's been a real rise of them over the last few years because ticketing events are so popular. This event's actually been declared as a major event by the Victorian government, which I think is great. What it means is there's some additional protections. So even for ticket resellers, there's certain things they have to display in their advertisements, including what the original price of the ticket was and the asking price to resell the ticket. They're not allowed to sell the ticket for any more than 10% above the original face value of the ticket, right? So even if the ticket's like was a $500 ticket, they're not allowed to sell it for any more than $550 if they're reselling it. So that's really important. And more generally across Australia, there are some new laws that now apply to ticket reselling. So if you're going onto a ticket reselling website, there's a law that says it has to be clearly labelled that it's a ticket reselling service and that you're not buying from the primary ticket provider. It has to, again, clearly tell you what the total price is that you'd be paying if you had bought it originally, just so that you're really clear about the deal that you're getting and that you're buying a resold ticket and not a primary ticket.
How are consumers protected under the law from ticket scalping in Victoria?
Yeah, so this declaration of major events, that's kind of one of the key ways that the government tries to protect people. So you would have seen, you know, other sorts of major events have been declared. I think recently things like the Grand Prix and the tennis and the AFL Grand Final, examples of other events that have been declared. I think, you know, the Taylor Swift concerts were declared major events. So that does give you that protection that, you know, that the resold tickets can't be more than 10% above the original ticket. That just really kind of detracts from the business model for ticket scalpers, which I think is really important. There's those laws that ticket reselling has to be clearly labelled. But other than that, I would also still just encourage people to protect yourself as well. So those laws do apply, but also, just check things like what the terms and conditions were for the tickets, because you just have to make sure sometimes they put those conditions in that you can't resell tickets and you might have trouble getting in if you buy a resold ticket. And of course, make sure you're actually buying a real ticket, because again, scammers are out there. You know, you're on Facebook Marketplace, you think you're dealing with someone. Don't hand over the money until you've got the tickets. Make sure you check that they're real tickets. That's because those sorts of scams are still happening.
Just on Facebook Marketplace, I find it one of the most frustrating places, honestly. You've got sorting out who's genuine and who's not genuine.
Yeah, it's really tricky. And I know, you know, a lot of people use things like only will do cash on delivery and things like that, which I think is really wise. Tickets are really tough because these days most tickets are sort of online tickets, and they're not, you know, you can't like go pick up the ticket from someone and then pay them the cash. So it is a little bit of a risk. So I just encourage people to be really careful. Please don't transfer cash directly into somebody's bank account to get the ticket.
No.
You know, please use secure payment options like a credit card or PayPal, so that at least you've got that additional protection if something goes wrong. And I'd really consider you really carefully thinking about whether you're going to pay a stranger money for a ticket that, you know, it's hard to verify.
If you're just joining us on Drive, we're chatting with Nicole Rich from Consumer Affairs Victoria with Lady Gaga tickets going on sale. I think it's Friday, is it? Is that right? And huge.
Well, I hate to be the expert, but I may as well tell people my knowledge that I have gained. The general sale will be on from tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning, is it?
If you're keen.
Oh, my God.
Get on to it, Warren.
I can't wait. I want to go see her. I love her. Absolutely love her. What are the red flags, Nicole, that someone's reselling fake tickets? Like, what are the things that we can sort of think, this isn't quite right?
Yeah, absolutely. So the classics for scammers, whether it's tickets or these sorts of products more generally, is that they're not really keen to show you proof of the product until after you've paid. That can be a real worry. That they don't want to give you details, who they are. They don't want to have a phone call or a video chat with you before completing the transaction. They're kind of good signs of a scammer. For something like an online ticket where it's going to be hard to verify, I think having the chance to just check that the person's a real person first is pretty important. Mm. You know, phony websites that are a really big giveaway, so make sure you're sort of doing your homework and checking the web addresses, and we've sort of talked about some of that stuff before. So it can be hard to spot, but I think doing a few of those things can really help protect you. But yeah, trying to verify that the seller's real and has a real physical address and a real phone number and doesn't just have a PO box or something like that is a really good way to check.
Nicole, we know you in your professional capacity, but are you going to scream when she comes out?
Look, I'm not going to make any promises about my behaviour. Hopefully I'll be incognito because I'll be dressed up so no one will recognise me at the concert.
Let's say an event gets cancelled, maybe due to any, you know, it could be a weather emergency, another issue, whatever. What can consumers expect in terms of refunds or rescheduling?
Yeah, well, you certainly have rights if an event is cancelled. It's, you know, it's not just that they get to keep your money and bad luck. And even if they reschedule the event, you'll still have rights. So like any service under the Australian Consumer Law, if it's actually the supplier, you know, the promoter, the person performing that is cancelling, then you'll have a right to a refund. If they're rescheduling, then, you know, they might offer you a refund or a replacement, which in this instance would be, you know, holding onto your ticket for the new event. But really, you'd have the right to a refund because if you can't attend the event at another time, I think that's perfectly reasonable that would be the case for some people. And if you do have any problems, if something like that were to happen with this or any event and you're having trouble getting a refund and it's really not your fault that you can't attend an event because they've actually moved it or cancelled it, then please contact Consumer Affairs Victoria and we'll be able to help you.
Nicole, I can't wait to scream with you. It'll be fun.
That's right. We'll find ourselves in the crowd. It'll just be us and 100,000 other people, so it should be easy.
Looking forward to it. Great to chat with you. Before you go, tell us one of your favourite Lady Gaga songs.
Well, probably my top two are some early ones, Warren. So yeah. Poker Face and Bad Romance are up there. But I am liking the new album as well.
So am I. I'm going to put Poker Face in. Here it is.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Nicole. Catch you next time. It's Nicole Rich, Director of Consumer Affairs Victoria. Check out their website, consumer.vic.gov.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.